Hey, hey, this is Rebbitzin Bevkind Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 7. Today is the last day, and we already have in the chat, I am so sad that this is the last day. I will miss you and your wisdom. Thank you. I will miss you all very, very much, unless you join the program. So I invite you to come into the mastermind. That is the best place to get 100% of me. You get a VIP experience, and it is phenomenal. So yes, it's a bittersweet day, but it doesn't have to be. And I invite you to get to know inside yourself if this is the right thing for you. And if there is something that is in the way, or if you're on the fence, or if you want to join something, but it's not exactly what you need, let me know. I'm right now going into a phase of discovery and playfulness. So if people are going to be honest and tell me what they need, I am very high chances that I am in listening mode. So I'll be more than happy to create and co-create, you know, programs or things with you. So if you are sure that you want to work with me, but not in this way, let me know. I am open to hearing. Let's review a little bit just so that we can bring it all together, okay? And then we can move on from there. The CALM method, okay? CALM stands for connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, and master a higher level of consciousness. Step one, we want to know, what do I really want? What do I really want? By the way, I keep repeating this because it's so important. When you're stuck in the moment, the last thing you need is to start fumbling through your notes. I want it to be so second nature that you're like, what do I want? You know, he's screaming at me and I'm like, what do I want right now? I just want him to go away. Well, you know what? I'm going to walk away slowly. They're like, I'm sorry, I need to go outside and like move away, or I need to go to the bathroom or whatever, right? Like, take yourself out of the situation, because you know, there needs to be a separation. There needs to be some quiet space. We can't be in this fight right now, right? Maybe we could talk about this later. Yes, but whatever. Or you could say, I just want him to know he's wrong. Okay. So it gives me an idea of what I want. Because we said, right, your husband is your mirror. So whatever comes up for you that he needs to do is usually a good indicator of turning it around and telling you, letting you know what you need to do. So that's just a little hint of, how do I get in touch with what I want? Sometimes it's by getting in touch with what I want from other people. Like, for me to be happy right now, I want everyone to, you know, be 100% with me. So then I'm like, wait, I want to be 100% with you, right? Like, if I want you to be fully there with me, I can't be distracted. I can't be half here, half there. I need to be fully here. What's the difference between fly and flow? Beautiful question. The mastermind is a word that I use for my process. Flow is the mastermind. It means you get full access to me. We go through all of the sessions together live. You get access to me live. It's a collective experience. So there's other people with you going through the same process. And by the way, group, I used to think that group was worse than one-on-one, like one-on-one was top and then group was second best. It actually, in the group, you get way more, because not only do you get access to me, but you get access to like all the other brains and all the other experiences. And sometimes there's going to be things that you didn't think to ask, or you didn't ever wonder about, that someone else brings up, and then it like, oh, she's so right, you know. So it is a very powerful experience. More so, by the way, you also get access to all of the trainings and all the things. And when you're working one-on-one with me, you just get me in the space, and then we move on, you have homework, but you're not part of the full experience. So mastermind really is the full 12 months of like everything you need. And it's not time consuming. Just because you have access to all these things does not mean you are consumed by it and can't do anything else. It's once a week, 1 hour. That's it. And if you want, you have access to everything. You could listen while you're cooking. You can take notes. You could do meditations. You could do whatever you want. You can make your own life around it and bring it in wherever you want, but it does not take over your life. And actually, I make sure that you're well-rounded. That's what it's all about. So we're going to keep asking you, wait, what are you doing for yourself? Wait, what are you doing for your marriage? How are you incorporating letting it be easy into your business so that you're not in your business all the time, right? So we're constantly shuffling and juggling all the things to create that wholeness. I don't ever want you to feel like, I'm just focusing 100% on my self-care, or now I'm like, go in my business. Like, it doesn't work that way. Even during launches, even during times when you're go, we're going to make sure that you are sustaining your energy, that you're in a good place in your marriage, that your life feels really good, because your business is going to flow way better when you are doing well. Okay. So that was the difference. What's the difference between fly and flow? Fly is not a mastermind anymore. You don't get access to me. Fly is a program that was created based on the mastermind that was, and it's do it yourself. It's recordings that you have access to and you watch them on your own. You do get 3 one-on-ones with me because I do love you and I want that connection, but it's minimal. So it's a lot of responsibility on you. There's less accountability. There's less access. There's less processing together. And that is my superpower. It's the processing. Okay. So those are the differences. And yes, there is also the meditation library membership, which is $9 a month. Total no-brainer. You get all the meditations and they keep adding. You know, anytime I do a meditation with my mastermind, it goes into the meditation library. So you get a list, a hint or a taste of everything, but obviously you don't get the after processing. You just get the chopped up meditation. So, you know, it is super valuable. People have told me $9 is a joke. This should be $100, should be $200, like for a library this valuable, but I want to make it accessible to you. So that's just a side point. It is available. But as I said, you know, it really depends on what you need. And I am in playful mode. So if you have things that you need specifically, and you're like, we should create this, let me know, because I might actually create it for you and for other people who are asking for the same thing. Okay. Any other questions today? No, let's keep going. So we have connect to yourself. Do I really want this? What do I need? What do I want? Somebody called me and said they're interviewing for jobs because they lost their job, and the wife is upset that the husband is interviewing for things that are under the level that she expects, or she thinks that it's not good for him. And he's like, but this is what I have and this is what came up. What am I going to do? This is it. So when you are reactive to what's coming up, then it feels very like forced, you know, like I'm forced to do it because there's no other job and this is what came up and this is what is. But when you can give yourself a moment to take a breath, to journal or think about or dream or just desire the thing that really feels good to you, then you're going to be looking for those things. You're going to welcome those things in, okay? So you're going to be a lot more clear when you're asking, both from God and from people. Say, hey, I'm looking for a job and I would love to work with, you know, this as opposed to that. Of course, I'll do anything, but like, why not use my skills at the highest level, right? So it helps me communicate better when I know what I want. Okay. So it really is first step. Don't skip it. Don't go straight to God. Don't go straight to people. Don't be going reactive on me, because then you're going to lose all of the intentionality and the power of being proactive. Okay. Then we spoke about connecting to God, connecting to the only one that has the power, the one that's limitless, the one that has all the answers. And so when I can't see how this is possible, he can. And when I can't see how, he can. And when I have no idea how to get there, that's okay. I don't have to, right? A lot of the times we just let go of the how, because the how is not in our control. So turn to God, communicate who he is, why you're turning to him, and then tell him what you want. And be super honest. Really, this, the more specific you can be, right? It sounds different to say, hey, I'm looking for a job, to something like, I'm looking to really make a difference in this world. And I think that from all my experience with working with kids, I think I should be working with kids. But if you think differently, let me know, right? So you're inviting God to guide you, show you which way. And then when you go into the next step, which is listen for the answer, that's where the magic happens, because you start seeing guidance. You start seeing what's coming up. Hey, since I prayed for clarity, for guidance, suddenly all these jobs are coming up that have like a completely different twist, right? It's like, I'm working with children, but I'm actually, you know, doing this other thing, and it ends up affecting them, or whatever it is. I'm just giving an example, right? Or, you know, I keep getting connections for non-for-profits suddenly, you know, what's going on? So it doesn't matter what the thing is, but you're going to start seeing the guidance when you ask for it. So you're going to say, this is what I think, this is what comes up for me, and this is what I want based on what I see, but you know better, right? You're welcoming God to create this reality for you, with you, so that you can see what he actually wants from you, right? Because at the end of the day, we just want to do what God wants, and we don't know what God wants. So we only know what we want. But if I open up and I say, God, I want to do your will, so show me your will, then you're going to be shown. And that's when the magic starts happening, because you now suddenly feel a lot more intuitive, a lot more attentive. And you pick up the little crumbs along the way that guide you to the thing you need to do. So even though you don't think that you can be that person, or you don't think that you can ever get there, God knows, and he puts the little steps in your way and shows you this is the way to get there, right? And it's amazing. I, by the way, I'm going to tell you a secret. I was petrified of speaking in public, like petrified. I would start to shake. It didn't matter if it was 5 people or 5,000 people. To me, it felt the same. If it wasn't just me talking to my friends, and like people thought I was crazy, because when I talk to my friends, I'm so chill and my own, I'm like myself. The second it goes into like, I'm supposed to prepare a speech or give over a Dvar Torah or something, I would shake, I would freeze, I couldn't see, I would like, blah. And I was petrified. And at a certain point, I realized that God wants me to do more than what I'm doing, and I need to learn how to speak in public. And I was like, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know how to do this. Guide me, show me. And the next thing that happened was, somebody asked me to speak at a party. It was a Rosh Chodesh party, and the speaker didn't come. So they come to me at the party and they say, can you just give a Dvar Torah? I'm sure you can do it. And I was like, right? And I turned to my friend. I'm like, okay. Right? Like, what am I going to say? How am I going to do it? Blah, 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 blah. And so for like, I don't know, half an hour, I'm stressing over the fact that I'm going to be speaking. Like, I did say yes, because I just asked God and now he just threw it at me. So I'm like, okay, it's going to be yes. But like, and then the weirdest thing happened. The speaker walked in like right before I was supposed to speak. So the lady organizing turns to me and says, oh, never mind. Thanks so much anyway. And I was furious, furious. You stressed me out for an entire like 40 minutes or so, going over what I'm going to talk about and how I'm going to say it and where's the story in there and what am I going to do and blah, 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 blah. And my friend is sitting there like coaching me through it. And how am I not going to freeze, right? And then you just like brush it off. It's like no big deal. I was so upset. I went home so upset. I was like, Hashem, this is really mean. It's really wrong. This is not what's supposed to happen. If I said yes, then I'm supposed to be able to like show, prove that I, you know, I'm able, I'm capable. But like, I was so upset. And then the next day when I sat down and did some work on it, because, you know, I do like to be intentional about my upsetnesses. I don't like to let them go forever. I realized that God was just getting me to say yes. Like, this wasn't the time I was going to speak. This was just the time I was going to say yes. And so the next time I was asked, saying yes was less stressful. It was just the baby step. It wasn't even the full thing. It was just like, I need you to learn to say yes when people ask you to speak. Okay, you can do it. So saying yes became easier. And then the nice thing is that he actually pushed me to say yes to something that was teaching photography. So I was like, of course I can do that. So I had to teach a bunch of mothers how to use their phones to take better pictures. So I just like, you know, looked up 10 things that you need to know about your iPhone or whatever, and like gave them all these hacks and taught them a little bit of photography. And I was like the queen of the universe. Right? And like all these delicious pictures was like started coming in. Like, it was very nice. It was really fun. And I felt really comfortable. So then it was like, you see, that wasn't so bad. Now let's add some value to it. Right? Now let's teach something else. So it was building up. And now I've been doing this retreat, guys. This is the last day of the 9th retreat. I am beyond grateful. Thank you, Hashem. And I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to myself for being, you know, pushing through and getting to where I am. I would never be able to imagine this moment. Like, if you asked me in those days, like, oh, how did you get there? I'd be like, oh, I did not get there. No way. Right? It's not comprehensible in our brain, the process that we need to go through. It's too overwhelming. So let go of the how and let God guide you through listening. Right? So there's connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen. Listen, 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 get used to listening. After you ask, you have to be so specific in your request that you are ready to hear the answer. And then when you hear the answer, don't go fighting it, being like, that wasn't supposed to be it, right? Because that's how I was for a while. It's like, what are you talking about? This isn't really reality. This isn't what's supposed to happen, right? Like, somebody went and like was all like excited about a natural birth. And then she gets this like doctor who decides otherwise. It's like, it wasn't supposed to be this way. You know what? This is exactly how it needed to be. And the more we fight reality, the more we are going to feel frustrated, annoyed, and suffering, right? Whoa, you're great. Can't believe English is your third language. I know. Hebrew is my first. Spanish is my second. And I only learned English in like the end of 7th grade. So 8th grade, really. So thank God. And I understand a little French for all of you counting. So when people ask me, how many languages do you speak? I say 3.5. I'm like, what's the half? So the half is French. I understand because my grandparents are French. And I like understanding what they say because I'm the oldest and I need to be able to translate to my siblings that people are leaving the house. Right? Or that they're having ice cream or whatever. The adults are doing things that I need to be aware of. So I learned very important words in French. Let's move on. Okay. I promised you guys a meditation and here we go. Are you ready? Oh, we didn't talk about mastering the higher level of consciousness, right? So connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer. You would think that's the end. Okay. I get it. This is what God wants. I'm going to follow this. Okay. I'm going to pray again, right? I know what I want. I'm praying. I asked. I listened. It's great. Next, next, next. This is how we run into that like self-improvement wheel where like there is no end to the self-improvement. There is no end to the, you know, inner work. It's exhausting. It's exhausting when you just can't pause and think and be grateful and enjoy the moment and be like, ah, right? Like, hello, What is it with us that we just need to run from one thing to the next? And we find that even in the self-work and the inner transformation world, people are burning out. Because even if you're doing the right thing, if you're not doing it right, you're going to be doing the wrong thing, right? It's like, it's going to get to you. I had my first, my second coach, Eva, she had a cycle of 8 weeks where she basically knows week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six, week seven. That was all her business was like broken down into weeks. Like she knew on week four, she's always doing her launch. On week five, she's always, you know, welcoming people in. On week six, she's doing orientation. Week seven, she's presenting. And then week eight is always rest. She takes every single eighth week vacation, like a full vacation where she goes into a retreat or out somewhere. She flies herself away from everything, turns off her phone and completely shuts down, right? It's poof, genius, because she's doing such intense inner work that she needs to just chill. She knows that she needs to take a break. And you know, we have this built into our life. We have Shabbos, we have Shemitah, we have, you know, the ability to like just pause, rest, be. But we also have to realize it's in all the aspects of our lives. It's every single corner of everything, right? I had a teacher who said, don't be a pizza, be a bagel. And I was like, what? I was like, pizza are people who live their life in sections. It's like, I have the slice that's called God, and then I have the slice that's called money, and they don't touch. They have nothing to do with each other. When I'm here at work, I have no interest, nothing. It has no connection, no relation to the other slice. Right? Each slice is its own thing. So when I'm with my wife, I'm with my wife. When I'm not, doesn't bother me. Right? There's like such separations that is not healthy. Instead, you should be like a bagel. And she says, there's a hole in the middle. That's the holy, right? And any way you slice it, there's always a part of the holy in everything you do. And it was beautiful. It does make sense if you think about it, but it's very cute because the point is still there. The point is you should be whole. And if you watched the perfection video, it's all about whole wheat. It's all about becoming whole. When we get rid of the things that we think are garbage, right? The outside, the external, the stuff that we see as barriers, klipa, the actual, you know, cover, then we think, oh, we've perfected bread. We got rid of everything that's garbage and we only use the seed. And in reality, you've not perfected bread. You've actually made something that's undigestible, right? And when we are trying to live life, trying to get rid of all the things that are in the way, that are challenges, that are like, you know, if I could just get rid of this thing. We think our life is going to be better, but really it's not, because it's the wholeness of everything that's going to be the thing that makes your life digestible. And you just need to learn how to work with it. Okay. So master a higher level of consciousness. There are many ways you can think, you can be grateful. You can surround yourself with the right people. You can get the right guides. You have to have someone to turn to, because when you are in the situation, you're so sucked in and enveloped in your own story that you need someone from the outside. And I told someone in an implementation call, you know, I have a coach too. And she was like, oh, what? You don't need one, you're perfect. That's a lie. Nobody's perfect. And I know myself, when I am in the moment, when I'm in the situation, when I'm in the story and I'm just in my own head, I need external people to be like, yo, wake up. Become conscious again, right? So set yourself up for success. Don't think you could do it all yourself. Don't think that you can do it with, like, you know, just random things that you find along the way. Commit to it. Surround yourself with it. And be grateful and thankful and in the moment all the time, as much as possible. And someone said, I'm so sick of, you know, all the self-care I need. Like, why am I so needy of self-care? It's funny, right? It's like, you get to do self-care. You get to take care of yourself. And it's not at the price of anybody else. It's so that everyone else can get the best you. They get the best mother. They get the best wife when you are at your best. So it's everyone care. The Bagel Theory is very clever. The holy is important. Oh, I'm always grateful to Hashem. Yes. Thank you, God. Okay. Let's do a meditation because it is really, really, really beautiful. And then I'm going to give you some time to journal whatever comes up for you. Okay. So let's get ready. Take a deep breath. Ground your feet. Feel your weight on the chair. Fill your belly with air. Exhale and relax your shoulders, your forehead, your cheeks. Create some space between your teeth. Really let your jaw go. Relax your face, all the little muscles. And take a moment to scan your body all the way from your head down to your toes. Slowly being grateful for every single part of your life. Your hair, your mind, your eyes, your ears. Take in a fresh breath of air through your nose. Be grateful. Your mouth. Your face. You're beautiful. All the way down your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. And see if you can keep going. All the way down. Your knees. Your feet. Your toes. Your ankles. When you get down to the floor, bring all the energy down and grow roots. And from those roots, you can really take a deep breath and bring all the energy up, 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 up through your head, and then let all of it go up and connect to God from above. So you're grounded and you're connected. And now we're going to start imagining. You're walking. And ahead of you, you see coming towards you as she gets closer, you notice that it's you, but it's the future you from 6 months from now. And you get very happy to see her and you go over and you greet her. And you ask her, how are things 6 months from now? How's my marriage? How's my husband? How's my business? What am I doing? How am I doing? How's the atmosphere in the house? How's my health? And I want you to really notice how she's holding herself, what she's wearing, what she says and how she says it. And ask her, what do I need to know in order to get to where you are? And really listen. What do I need to think? What do I need to feel? Who do I need to become? And what do I need to do? Take a moment to thank her. You can hug. Now, when you're ready, notice she has one more thing to give you. And she hands you something. And she puts it in your hands. And you open your hands and you see it. Try to see what is it. Maybe you can figure out why that's the gift. Maybe not. But whatever it is, that's something you're going to find very useful in the next 6 months. So take it and hold it tight and bring it to your heart. Take a deep breath and really let it into you so that it could be with you throughout this journey. And she goes back to where she came from. And you start coming back to where you came from. And feel that gratitude. Feel a smile coming up your face. Feel the energy circulating in your body. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and take a moment to write down the advice she gave you. What was the gift? And how you feel about the whole experience. I'm going to mute myself and make it quiet so you can have some couple of minutes to write down, and then we'll process together. Okay, let's hear from you guys how you're doing, because I want to get a pulse on how the meditation was, what came up for you. I'll tell you something interesting. When I did this the first time, my future self said, "And we're pregnant." And I was like, "What?" And 3 months later, I found out I was pregnant. So it was like, "What?" I was pretty crazy. I don't know how she knew. But sometimes it's really fun to get some messages from the clarity. Okay, let's read the chat over here. "The meditation was beautiful and so meaningful. It filled me with hope for the future." Oh, I love that. Hope. There is always hope. Anybody who says, this marriage is hopeless, please send them to me. Today, someone asked me, from 1 to 100, how confident are you that you can help someone with their marriage? I'm like, 1,000? Like, I really, really believe I can help, because I've seen it over and over again. Thank God. Thank God. You know, the extreme cases of the amount of people who have said, I was this close to getting divorced, and now my life is so different. I can't even imagine I was thinking that. It fills me up. But that's the extreme things. And I, you know, that's nice. That makes good testimonials. But what really turns me on is the people who are in mediocre marriages. I'm not thinking of getting divorced. It's just not a thing I do, but I'm not so happy. It's like, I'm okay happy, and I'm not fully feeling it. And like, why am I so uncomfortable if I'm supposed to be happy? And that's not okay. Mediocre is not okay. You know, being fine is not fine. I once wrote a great email. Everybody responded like, oh my gosh, this should become a YouTube video. So yeah, maybe it will be. But you know what? It's not okay. It's not okay, because you're here to live fully. And, you know, before I said something about be in the moment, and there was a comment, be in the moment. I hear this a lot. Please explain more. Stop being in the story, in your head, and what should be, and what's supposed to be, and what could be. You know, get right here. Live in the moment. By the way, you notice that I got you into your body, because your body has no option. There is no past, present, future in your body. Your body is only present. And so if you ever need to get present, and you need to get out of your head and out of the stories and out of the drama, what you do is you get into your body. You could count your fingers. You could look at the detail of your nails. Like, I've done this. Completely honest, I have done this. Because when you're so all over the place, and you're feeling suffering, stress, anxiety, whatever, just get into your breath. Feel the floor. Get into the ground, like send your energy there. Get present, be in the moment. And it helps you live. And I want you to live intentionally. I want you to have the best life. I want you to thrive. That's why I'm doing this. No other reason. I was nice and happy being a graphic designer until God pushed me out, right? Like, I didn't think I wanted this, but now I am here, and I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I was made for, because I am allowing myself to find my superpowers. That's my job now, to allow you to find your superpowers, find the thing that works for you, find the place where you thrive, and really bring that to life. And usually it's the thing that comes easy to you, and it feels uncomfortable because it's like too easy, right? Like, how hard is it for me to be talking to you right now? Probably not. I'm having so much fun. But it's valuable. It's what I'm here to do. Okay, you're welcome. I love your comments. Yay! Now listen, we have a raffle that I promised I was going to have on the last day. And here we are at the last day. So are you guys ready? I'm going to do it as we speak. Wait, somebody sent something in the, yes, presence is so much more manageable than everything at once, of course. If you're like right here, then you deal with what's right here, and then you deal with what's coming when it's coming. So it's really exciting. You ready? Click on the spin. Spin. And the winner is Ellen Sullivan. But for the second winner, we have somebody whose first name is Y. Y Tornick. Yay! I'm so proud of you guys. Those are two winners who are going to be getting the VIP one-on-one with me. Those things are not available anymore because I don't really do one-on-ones anymore, just like one-off. I really like the process and I like that continuation, but it's super valuable. And I know, I'm aware. So I'm happy to give it to the two of you and congratulations. Okay, let's wrap it up. Let's bring it all together. Let's make sure you come out of here with something. Two things that came up. Number one, you can be doing the exact same thing, right? You're still just as busy. Life is just as life. But there's a different energy to it. And I'll give you an example to this. There's two guys. They're both running. They're running like crazy. One of them is running away from a bear. His entire body is 100% running the hardest he can, and he's not going to stop, and he's running, but he's petrified. He's anxious. He's not in a good place, but he's running for his life. The other guy is running a marathon. He's running just as hard. He's putting in just as much effort. He is working just as hard. He's sweating just as much. But the difference is that he's excited. He's pumped. He's motivated because he's going towards a finish line. And that's the difference between you living your life from a place of survival, from a place of, I have to do this. I need to do this. I must do this. I'm running after all these things. And that energy is low. Or you doing the exact same things in your life. You're still going to be mom. You're still going to be wife. You're still going to be doing all these amazing things in your life, everything, but you are excited. You get to do this. You get to have this life. You get to design it the way you want. You get to delegate and ask for help, and you get to figure out what it is that you're really here to do. So you're living on purpose, and that purpose is fueling you. You're working just as hard. I mean, there is no way if you who is my program not for somebody who just wants things to be like, oh, I just want to put my feet up and not do anything. Like, okay, that's nice. Right? Like, we're here in this world to work. Byron Katie, she has The Work by Byron Katie. She always says, it's called The Work for a reason, right? Like, you're doing inner work. It's work. You're living your life intentionally. It's not going to be like, all in Hebrew, we say tutim, all strawberries, right? Like, you're going to feel it. You're going to be working. You're going to be doing. You're going to be active. But the difference is that you're going to be excited about it. You're going to be motivated about it. You're going to be like on a high from getting to serve, from getting to be, from getting to connect. It's going to feel different. And that is the result of being in the program. Like, hands down, right? There's all the bells and whistles. There's all the details. There's everything. You probably can, ask me and I will tell you how many sessions we have and when do we start and how do we do this and da 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 da. But really, really, at the end of the day, it's about you becoming what you want to be, living the life you want to live, and being excited about it, being pumped about your life, being like, I don't believe I get to live this life. This is so awesome. I love my life. It feels so good. I love you guys. You know, Kathy Heller says the opposite of depression is not happiness, it's purpose. And I love that because it's not just about being like, woohoo, I'm happy, right? That's like we spoke about the shallow and the deep, right? Like we think we want happy because happy just feels nice and, you know, is cool for the first 2 minutes. But then what happens is, you know, you hit life. And when you're living in purpose, you're alive. And I want to see you alive. And I know you want to see you alive. You've been turned off for a very long time. Either the fire is low or it's probably non-existent. Like, what's going on? Let's like, you know, get that spark going. I once heard one of the coaches say, you build a business so that you can find purpose and become the person you are. Like, it pushes you to grow you. And I was like, your marriage just does just as the same. Like, really, if you take your marriage seriously, you're going to grow and become the person you're meant to be. Like, hey, wait, parenting does the same thing too. It grows you, right? So it's like, really, anything in this life, if you go all in and get to it from the right angle, from the right approach, you are going to come out living on purpose, becoming the person you want to become. I love you so much. I'm grateful for you and I want to see you thrive. So if you're not thriving, send me a message. I am happy to talk to you about what you need and maybe we could come up with something that works. But I definitely don't want you to go be like, oh, well, I can't afford it. So I don't even want it. And I don't even, whatever. Blah, blah. Right? Like, no, this isn't one of those freebies that you walk away from and like, okay, well, that was a nice thing. Bye. This is really, really here for you to get that hope that you guys were talking about in the chat. There's so much hope. And sometimes you don't see it on yourself because you're so stuck in the story. So you have to borrow it from other people who see it. And I see it. I see it because I see examples of hundreds of women. I see it because I see it on myself. It's the whole reason why I'm here, right? And I see it. I see it in you. I see the ability that you have to live on purpose, to live intentionally, to create a life that is way better, way more amazing, way more expansive, where you can become a container to all of that abundance. And you don't have to live in that suffocation. I believe everyone is strong and have realized it. Thank you. Thanks, May. You always have the strength to continue to do what you do. I love you guys. Your words are so encouraging and helpful. Thank you for giving us hope. I love you guys. I want you to stay connected for real. And I mean it in all the ways. To your husband, to yourself, to God, with me. Keep in touch. This is over for the 9th marriage breakthrough retreat, but it's never over. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you. I love you all, and I will see you next time.